WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. I'm your host, dodgeball champion Ricky Lee Travolta. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Each week on this show, we celebrate a different stage, film, or television musical. This week, we have an exciting show. We will be featuring music from the Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway musical, School of Rock. School of Rock features music by Andrew Lloyd Webber, lyrics by Glenn Slater, and a book by Julian Fellowes. The musical is based on the 2003 Jack Black film of the same name. The show follows Dewey Finn, an out-of-work rock singer and guitarist who pretends to be a substitute teacher at a prestigious prep school. After realizing the musical talents of his students, Dewey forms a band of fifth graders to perform with him in an attempt to win the upcoming Battle of the Bands contest. The musical premiered on Broadway on December 6, 2015. It was nominated for Tony Awards for Best Musical, Best Book of a Musical, Best Original Score, and Best Actor in a Musical for Alex Brightman. The musical begins with a performance by the rock band No Vacancy. During the performance, the band's guitarist, Dewey Finn, continually tries to upstage the band's lead singer in the song, I'm Too Hot for You.
And now, the Olympic powerhouse welcomes to the stage, No Vacancy!
Girl, we've been together such a long, long time. It's been a great 3 days, you know it's true. But now I can't help thinking something isn't right. And honestly, it isn't me, it's you. I'm too hot for you. Baby, you just can't. Sorry, I know how hard you try. I guess some things they just ain't meant to be.
Yeah!
Wanna know what happened? Just look me in the eye. Face it, babe, the answer's plain to see.
Plain to see!
Yeah! I'm too hot for you.
Oh yeah!
I know it's so unfair.
Yeah.
you,
let's go,
baby. Yeah, too hot. Somebody get me some aloe vera.
The band chastises Dewey for trying to steal focus from the lead singer. Dewey argues that there would be no band without him. In response, the band kicks him out and replaces him with a more team-oriented guitarist they feel they need to win the battle of the bands. Dewey awakes the next morning to find his roommate Nate and Nate's girlfriend Patty demanding rent. They give him 30 days to come up with the money. After they leave, Dewey dreams of getting his big break, becoming a superstar, in the song, When I Climb to the Top of Mount Rock.
I'll be strumming my axe in a basement dive with my totally kick-ass band. When an army of A&R men will arrive with pens and contracts in hand. And they'll whisk me away in a big black car, and the record execs and the girls from PR. They'll know from the start what a major league star I will be. Just wait and see. When I climb to the top of Mount Rock, and I'm there staring down from the heights, with the crowd at my feet and a 7-inch bulge in my lizard skin spandex tights, I'll dive off the edge straight into a crowd that's screaming my name out loud, and the gates will unlock at the top of Mount Rock. Blowing out amps, playing stadium shows on my sold-out galactic tour. And I blister the ears of the first 1,000 rows and leave while they beg for more. Then I'll pop the champagne and the party will rage. No brown M&Ms in my green room backstage. Bigger than Hendrix and Clapton and Page and the Red. Top of Mount Rock. The doubters and the haters and the hipsters, let them laugh. Soon they'll all be begging for my roadie's autograph. I know my time is coming. Well, hopefully it's coming. I'm pretty sure it's coming any day. Once they hear me play, then the dreams that I had since the day I turned 10 will be finally coming true. And no one will call me a loser again, or tell me what I can't do. So I'll hold my head high and keep strumming those strings, and grab any chance that my destiny brings. I'll rise and I'll rise and I'll rise on the wings of my song.
Thank you for joining me for It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. This week, we are enjoying a listen to the Broadway musical School of Rock. I always love hearing from listeners, so please feel free to email me at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Now back to the show. Next, Dewey receives a call from Rosalind Mullins, principal of the prestigious Horace Green School. She asks to speak to Ned, saying that the school has an open substitute teacher position that will pay over $900 a week, enough to meet the rent. Dewey, pretending to be Ned, accepts. Dewey arrives late and hungover for his first day as Ned, the substitute teacher. Rosalind explains that he must live up to the high standards of the school. The next day at school, Dewey discovers that his students are in music class. Amazed by their talent, Dewey concocts a plan to have the students back him up at the upcoming Battle of the Bands. Here's the song, You're in the Band.
Yeah! Come on in! Come on! Fast, fast, fast! Come in! Come in quickly! Don't anyone see you!
What's going on, Mr. Schneebly?
You want to know what's going on? I will let you know what is going on, Little Miss Sunshine. How come none of you told me you could play music?
What difference does it make?
What difference? I thought you all were a bunch of little douchebags. But now I know that you're soul brothers and soul sisters. You, Zach, you ever play electric guitar?
No, my dad won't let me.
Oh, really?
He thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's waste that time together, shall we?
Take a hold of your axe and try to pluck out this riff.
That's good. That's good.
Now let your shoulders relax. You don't want to be so stiff.
What's your name?
Katie.
Katie!
Turn a cello this way, and it's practically like a bass. Pop the strings when you play, and watch how you shred my face.
Oh, oh, somebody find my face! She's shredding it off! Oh no, it's right here, it's right here.
Keep on rocking each note.
Stupid to play anything else.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Sit your butt in the skins and try to whack out a beat.
That's good. That's good for my grandma, who's dead.
Feel the groove in your pins that slowly turn up the heat.
Hey, now he's playing like my grandma who's alive! All right!
And now rat-a-tat-tat with the bass and hi-hat. Make it juicy and fat. Yes, exactly like. You're in the band. I need a couple of roadies. I need someone on tech. Who wants to be security?
I will.
Can I be the stylist?
Check.
Yes! It's just Neebly. I still don't have a job.
Well, how about being manager? Is that something you could swing? It means I'm putting you in charge of the whole damn thing! We've got our band!
Yes! Freddy, keep playing like that! Katie, look at me! Come in on G! Yeah! Just like that! Exactly like that! Zach, my man, look at me! Crunchy chords high up on G! Just like, yeah! That's exactly what I'm looking for! Alright, Lawrence, take me! Yes! Ladies, look at me and do everything I do. Watch.
Now repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the band.
I pledge allegiance to the band.
And I promise to give Mr. Schneebly full command.
Sleep,
and with me in control of the band as a whole.
students go home to tell their parents about the band, but their parents are too obsessed with their own lives to notice. This takes place in the song, If Only You Would Listen.
You always talk, talk, talk all the time. You never let me get in a word. I wish I had a dime for every thought I've swallowed unheard. No matter what it is that I do, it's like I just can't seem to get through. I got so much to say. If only you would listen. I've tried every which way, and still you never listen. Can't you see?
Not the kid you want me to be. And yet it's all in vain. You just don't wanna see the real me. You think you know what I'm all about,
and yet you just keep shutting me out. I've got so much to share. If only you would listen, you could prove that you care.
At the end of Act 1, Dewey and his students sneak out of school to attend the Battle of the Band auditions. Unfortunately, they arrive late and are told they missed their chance. However, one of the students makes up a story that one of the band members is battling a terminal illness. This touches the heartstrings of the competition manager, who allows them to audition and be in the Battle of the Band. In Act 2, Dewey and his students continue to prepare for the Battle of the Bands. Meanwhile, Dewey discovers that the school principal, Roslyn, is secretly a rocker with an affinity for Stevie Nicks. At home, though, Ned discovers Dewey's paycheck made out to Ned. Dewey explains his predicament, and Ned agrees to keep it a secret from Patty. At parent conferences, Dewey is able to convince the concerned parents that the band their children are in is a positive teaching exercise. However, that all goes to pot when Ned and Patty come in and reveal that Dewey is not Ned and not a teacher. Here's Dewey's confession.
Imposter! This is the real Ned Schneebly, and this loser is Dewey Finn. He's not even a teacher. He can barely read!
All right, yes, I confess that my actual name is Dewey Finn.
No!
Yes, indeed! And although you should know I'm not licensed to teach, I promise you I can read.
Oh my god!
But forget who or what I might happen to be. These children of yours have truly touched me, and I can assure you I have definitely touched them.
What? Excuse me?
Well, most of them.
Oh my god! She had no clue. Connoisseur, where is she? Would you allow little creep him past?
Why do
$50,000 a year? How could he have happened here?
Just calm down.
Now, you'll tell us how and thus.
People, please, just calm down now. I implore you. There's no need to be alarmed, and I hasten to assure you that no children here are harmed. While this criminal intrusion's unacceptable at best, let's not jump to quick conclusions till the damage is assessed. If there's anyone to blame, the fault is completely mine. I am why he came here. If I know the not resign, now that I've got your attention, I think we can move on.
Listen!
Sorry to inform you that all of your children are missing.
Dewey considers all is lost, but the students convince him to come perform with them at the Battle of the Bands. They blow the audience away with their song, School of Rock.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the School of Rock!
Baby, we was made.
that's going to be the last song of the day for us. Thank you for joining me for this episode of It's Showtime with Ricky Lee. We've been listening to The School of Rock, an Andrew Lloyd Webber Broadway musical. Please join me again next week. And if you have suggestions for future shows, please reach me at 1015showtime@gmail.com. Bye-bye.